Good morning. You've got Brad Knight for the Opinion Advisory Early Morning Markets, Monday the 23rd of March. I have a fairly short one this morning. There's really not a lot of new news. We did have the currency down Friday night. It continues to be quite volatile. It dropped about 50 basis points, so that will help support cereal pricing against a lower night in the futures market. So the US... the CBOT wheat complex was off sort of 12 to 14 cents a bushel. So in theory, that adds about a $4 decline in pricing into the local market today. But given that we've been fairly stable in local pricing, I suspect we might only see a dollar or two off the bids. So probably not expecting a big change there. Market still remains, I guess, focused on new crop developments, of which there isn't a lot of new news there. And of course, the situation in the Middle East continues to unfold, but grain markets remain pretty resilient to that at this point. Oil seeds, they were basically unchanged, but should get a small kick from the dollar that was weak against the euro as well. So in theory, if we follow Motif, futures will be up 6 to 8 today in the cash market for canola. But I think on the early market, I would put up 5. It is a little bit hard to tell day to day how we are going to move. It's been given somewhat of a decoupling there day to day from Motif as we navigate between the switching from old crop to new crop focus. Look, lots going on, but not much happening in the markets. But by all means, please pick up the phone, talk to your consultants, account managers, and find out what's going on, and at least, you know, make a plan for if we do start to see some sort of market move either way here. And hope everyone has a great week. Thank you.